Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Beitza. We're in the middle of discussing the notion of shechting a koi on Yom Tov. Today we're going to talk about five different explanations why shechting a koi is different than shechting a vadai chaya on Yom Tov. Meaning the Brisa made a point specifically about shechting a koi. We're going to talk a little bit about asei do chalos asei. We're going to talk a little bit about doing kisui on different types of on mixtures of blood on Yom Tov, and when we talk about it, someone who shechted a bird on Erev Yom Tov or someone who needed a dough on Erev Yom Tov, how to handle that going into Yom Tov. So a lot of interesting conversations, but we left off right at the very top of the Daf Ches Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, granted we can explain the Reisha of the Braisa that had said not to shecht a koi, that the truth is not only not allowed to shecht a koi, you're not allowed to shecht a chaya either. And the reason we mentioned not to shecht a koi is because you might have thought it's worth taking the risk in shechting a koi so that at least you could have a little simchas yontif. So he wanted to teach the bigger chiddush that no, it's not worth taking that risk. But vahami diktani seifa. But since the seifa, the brisa goes on to say vim shechato, or mishnah I think it is vim shechato ein mechasen es damo, that if you do shecht it, you don't cover the dam. So we're talking about bidyeved after you shechted it. So it has to be that this iser of kisoy adam is specifically for a koi, for something that's a suffik. But if it were a chaya, a real chaya, a vadei chaya, you would cover the dam. Because even if the mitzvah of kisui, if it were true that even a vadei mitzvah's kisui would not be docha nisri yantiv, then certainly the suffik mitzvah of kisui would not be docha yantiv. So why would we need the Mishnah to tell me not to do kisui by the chaya? The Mishnah should only tell me not to do kisui by the chaya. No, of course not to do kisui by the chaya. So mechlal, but the islay askinan. So the implication is that we're talking about you do have afer mezuman, you do have dirt set aside. Because if you don't have afer mezuman by a chaya and of vada, you also wouldn't be allowed to do kisui adam. But the implication of this brisa is that because it's a koi, you don't do kisui adam. But had it been a chaya, you would. So it must be talking about that you have afer muchan. So that brings us back to our original question. Why shouldn't you cover with the offer that you had designated from Erev Yom Tov, like Rabbi Yehuda says, or at least cover with Afer Kira? Why do we say, oh no, you can't shecht the koi because you have nothing to do Kisei Adam with? What do you mean I got nothing to do with Kisei Adam with? I could use Afer Kira, I could use Afer Muchan. Elo Amar Rabba, rather Rabba says, the Mishnah's talking about where you have Afer Kira, that's already designated from Erev Yom Tov. And really you're allowed to shecht a real chaya, a real oaf, that would be no problem. But you're still not allowed to shecht the koi. Efer kira muchan levadai ve'ein muchan lesafek. Efer kira is considered designated to use for kisui adam when you know that you have a mitzvah of kisui adam. It's not considered designated to use for kisui adam on a safek, on something that you don't know that you have a real mitzvah of kisui adam. Lesafek my time alo. Well, why not? Why isn't it considered designated to use for a koi which is only a safek mitzvah of kisui adam? Deka'avid guma. Because when you take that dirt, you're making a hole in the ground. So, says Umar, no, you can't say that, because vadei nami kavid guma. When it comes to a vada, you're also making a hole in the ground. So that can't be what makes a koi so much stricter. Ella, so what you have to say is that you're allowed to dig and cover blood of an actual chaya, an actual oaf, with afer muchan, because there's no malach of bona, because you don't need the guma, you only need the dirt, and you're actually being mekalkel, the actual karka itself. Kidrabiaba. So hachanami kidrabiaba. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, by a safek we have the same thing, by a koi we have the same thing, we should allow kisui adam like rabiaba. So the Gemara tries to explain the isser of shechting a koi maybe in a different way. El safek my taima, what's the real reason? You know, I'll let a shecht a koi and then cover the dam with efer kiru, which is ready muchan. Dilma ovid kitisha. Because we're afraid that there might be clods that you're going to crumble up, and it's going to be a violation of a malach on Yom Tov. Says Gemara, vadai nami nigzar misham ketisha. By vadai also, by a chaya enof also, a real chaya enof also, you should be gozer that you might come to do ketisha. So says Gemara, no, vadai kikavid ketisha, even if you do ketisha by a vadai, even if you do some crumbling of the clods, asi asei, let the mitzvah sasei of kisei adam, vidachi as los asei, bidocha, the los asei of kol malach of not doing malacha on Yom Tov, because in general, asei is always doch, los asei. But by a koi, it's only a suffik asei.
And a safek asay is not going to be docha a los asay. So says Gemara, Eim or damrin nasi asay v'dachi as los asay kigon nila b'tzaras. Wait a second, can we really apply asay docha los asay in this case? Can you really apply asay docha los asay in digging up dirt and crushing the dirt in order to do the mitzvah of kisei adam? Where does asay docha los asay apply when it comes to cutting off the arla of a male, of a child, when the arla has tsaras? So at the very moment that you're doing the mitzvah of milah, you're violating the los asay of cutting off tsaras. Inami sadin betzitzis, or having wool and linen in your tzitzis. At the very moment that you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're violating the issur of wearing shatnis. De'beidna de'kama akir lav kamokam lasay. It's simultaneous. But hacha, when you're crushing up dirt for kisei adam, be'idna de'kama akir lav, at the moment that you're violating the lo saseh, you are not in fulfillment of any mitzvah saseh. So isn't that, don't tell me asay docha lo saseh, and that's the reason for the difference between a koi and a chaya. Says Mara, hello kasha. Nah, that's not a problem. That's not the suffix is usher because of the chashasha, you might crush up the ground. But by shechita v'vada, we're not worried. Maybe as you're crushing it, you're doing the cover. It is bi'idna, says Mara, sof. Still, you can't say asay docha lo saseh when it comes to the isra of melachan yom tov, because the isra of melachan yom tov is not just a lo saseh. Yom tov asay vilo sasehu. Yom tov is a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh, because the Torah says that b'yom arishon shabbason, for example, a mitzvah saseh to treat it like a yom tov. And while it's true that an asay is docha lo saseh, but you know what else is true? Ein asay docha lo saseh ve'asay, and asay is not docha lo saseh and an asay. Ella amar Rava said, okay. The reason that you're not allowed to do kisei adam on a koi, even with efer kira that's already muchan, is not because of an isra of melachan yom tov. It's a different isra. It's an isra of mukta. We said efer kira is not mukta. No, it's not mukta when it comes to covering the blood of a chaya or an oath, but for covering the blood of a koi, it is mukta. Why? Efer kira daita levada vein daita l'safek. When you designate efer kira for future use, you're planning and hoping to use it for a vadei chaya, a vadei oath, not for a safek chaya or a safek oath. Vaz rava l'taimei, and this is rava l'shita so, that any time a person plans on using something for a vadei use, he doesn't even have in mind the potential, the possibility of using it for a suffix. Dama Rava, because Rava once said, Hichnas offer lechasos botsoa. If a person brings in dirt to cover up some tsoa, some excrement that maybe is lying around the house, maybe has young children or something, a baby, mutter lechasos po dam sipur. He's allowed to use that to cover the blood of a bird that he shechs, because the covering of the tzoa of a tinok is not a vada. You don't know that there's going to be tzoa, that there's going to be excrement there. So it could be that you won't have anything to cover. So you originally designated this dirt for a suffix need anyway. Kisi adam tzipur is a vadai, because you know bevadai on Erev Yom Tov that you plan on shechting this bird. But dam tzipur, if you designated the dirt for dam tzipur, also lechasos bo tzoa. Rava says you're not allowed to use it for tzoa. Why? Because you designated it for a vada use, for the blood of a bird. You did not designate it for a suffix use, like covering tzoa. So you see, that's Rava's shita, that when something is designated for a vada use, it cannot be used for a suffix use. Nahar b'la'i amri, it happens to be nahar b'la'i, who are a group of people. In the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, it says that it's Rami Bar Beribi, went by the name Nahar b'la'i. They disagree with Rather than they say, that even if you brought in the dirt to with the intention of covering a bird's blood with it, which is a vadai need, you're still allowed to cover the tzoa with it, which is only a suffix need. Amri b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, pligi b'Rabbi Yosef b'Racham b'Rabbi Zeira. There's a machlokas on this issue between Rabbi Yosef b'Racham and Rabbi Zeira. V'amri l'ash Rava b'Reid Rabbi Yosef b'Racham b'Rabbi Zeira. And some say it was between Rava b'Reid Rabbi Yosef b'Racham and Rabbi Zeira. Chad amar, one of these two people says, koi harehu kitzoa, that koi is like tzoa. They're both considered a suffix need. Therefore, if you designate dirt for the sake of covering tzoa, it's considered to be designated for any suffix need, and you're therefore allowed to use it for covering the blood of a koi as well, because that's another suffix need. V'chadomer koi eino ketzoa. And the other one says, no, koi is not like tzoa. Covering tzoa is it's a suffix, but it's a very high percentage suffix. It's a suffix that's korov levadai, whereas koi is like a 50-50 suffix. So if you designate dirt to use for covering tzoa, so now you have dirt that in your mind you have a 70 or 80% chance of using. Whereas to use that dirt for a koi, that's like having a much smaller chance of using that dirt. So tistayim de Rava hu de Amar koi harei uketzoa. It makes most sense when trying to figure out who says what that Rava is the one that holds that koi is like tzoa, and you're allowed to cover with dirt that was designated for tzoa. You're allowed to cover the dam of a koi. Why? Dam Rava hichnas afra lechasos bo tzoa motel lechasos bo dam tzipor. Dam tzipor also lechasos bo tzoa. Because Rava says that if you designated dirt to cover tzoa, you're allowed to cover dam tzipor with it. But if you designated dirt to cover dam tzipor, you're not allowed to cover tzoa with it, because dam tzipor is considered a vadai, and tzoa is only considered a safek. So it has to be that he holds that koi is just like tzoa, and they're both considered a safek. And anything that's mukhan for one is mukhan for the other. So Tistayim says Gemara, yeah, that has to be a shita of Rava, that Kai has the din of Tzoa. So the Gemara explains what we just said. Rami Bereid Rav Yeva Amar. I mean, the Gemara, not what we just said. The Gemara goes on to give another answer for the Mishnah. Rami Bereid Rav Yeva Amar. Really, the Mishnah might be talking about where you have Afar Mukhan, or you have Afar Kira, and therefore you're allowed to use it to cover Chaya, Oaf, any of their blood, because it's Mukhan for any need whatsoever. Why can't you shech the Kai and cover the blood of a Kai? That we're afraid that if you that if people see that you're covering the blood of a kai, that people will assume that it's been definitively determined to be a chaya, and therefore you're allowed to eat its chelev. You see, there's another difference between a chaya and a behema. Not only whether there's a mitzvah of kisrei adam, but whether the chelev, certain fats of the animal, are aser. Chelev of a behema is aser, and it's a chiv kares. Chelev of a chaya and oaf is mutter. A koi, because it's a suffix, you're not allowed to eat its chelev. But if people see you doing kisrei adam on a koi, on yantiv, they're going to think that we've resolved the suffix and we've determined definitively that a koi is a chaya. And then we say, oh, I guess you're allowed to eat the chelev. So it says, but why don't we have that same concern on a weekday? If they see us covering the dam of a koi on a weekday, they'll still think it's a chaya. No, b'chol amri lenakar chatzeru tzarech. If they see it on a weekday, no one's going to think you're doing the mitzvah of kisrei adam. They're just going to think you're trying to clean out your chatzer, not to have exposed blood all over your chatzer. Shachat bi'ashpa ma'ikal lemeh, which you wouldn't do on yantiv, obviously, because you can't go digging on yantiv just to clean out your chatzer. Shachat bi'ashpa ma'ikal lemeh, but what if you shechted a koi in an ashpa, in a place that you would never want to clean up? It's a dumpster somewhere. Bali malich ma'ikal lemeh, or what if you aren't stam just covering? You actually ask the shaila to the chacham, should I do the kisoy? And what? They're going to tell you yes, then it's going to look like they're resolving the issue and saying that the koi is really a chaya. So Gemara says, no, the difference between a weekday and yantif is ela b'chol, if on a weekday we tell you to do kisoy, no one's going to think that the chelev is mutter and that you had to do kisoy because it's a vadei chaya. Misafka amri le inami misafka amri le rabbanan zil tarich v'kasi, because everyone's going to figure even if you're not sure whether it's a chaya or a behema, you're still going to do kisoy adam because to be machmir. But b'yom tov misafka mi amri le rabbanan zil tarich v'kasi, but on yom tov everyone's going to, who's looking, is going to say, well, wait a second, if this were really a suffix, would they tell you to risk chil yontif and do kisui adam? Tanya Rabbi Zeira, when we say that they asked covering the dam of a koi on yontif, even ba'afar kira, it's not because of the gezeira. He disagrees. And it's not because of the gezeira that you're going to be matir the chelev. The cham masrit because if it's really a behema, it's patur from kisui adam. So kisui adam would then be a tircha that's unnecessary, and that's asr en yomtov. Like koi b'vad amru. It's not only by a koi that we say this. Ela afilu shachat behema chayav ov v'nisar v'dam an zebezeh. Even if you shech the behema, chayav and ov, and all their blood gets mixed in with each other, so there's blood there that needs kisui and blood there that doesn't need kisui. Guess what? We're not going to allow you to cover that blood on Yom Tov, even though the dirt you're using isn't mukta. Nothing to do with mukta. It's because you're being tarech unnecessarily to cover all that blood. Amr Rav Yossi Bar Yasinia lo shanu ela shein yochel chasosu b'dikirachas. That's only if you're not able to cover it with one shovelful. Aviyachlas chasosu b'dikirachas mutter. If you're able to cover it with one shovelful, then we don't consider that to be a tircha yisera because it's the same tircha. So pshita says, "Gemara, isn't that obvious? If it's just one shovelful, that's obviously not an extra tircha." So Gemara says, "No, mal detema nigzer dikira achas atu shtei dikiros." I might have thought that we should make a gzera of one dikira atu shtei dikiros, that you shouldn't even take one shovel full and cover, lest you try to do the same with two shovels full. Kamash Mlan. That's why it has to tell us that we don't make such a gezerah. Amar Rabbah. So Rabbah says the heter of Kisei Adam, in all the ways we said before, is only if you shecht on Yantav itself, because you couldn't do the Kisei any other time. But what if the following? Shechat Tzipor Me'erav Yamtov. You already shechted the bird before Yamtov. You just neglected to do the Kisei before Yantav. Ein mechasnos ab yamtov. Then you're not allowed to cover the dam on yamtov because you should have done it before yamtov. So the Chum said this is a tircha to cover the dam. We're not allowing this tircha on yamtov. We're not worried about bitul of simchas yamtov because you could still eat the meat. However, Gilgal Isa Me'erav Yom Tov, if you needed a dough before Yom Tov, so it became Chayiv and Chala, and you didn't be Mafrish, you weren't Mafrish the Chala before Yom Tov, Mafrish Mimena Chalas B'Yom Tov, you are allowed to be Mafrish the Chala on Yom Tov. Avod Shmuel Amar Afilu Gilgal Isa Me'erav Yom Tov Ein Mafrish Mimena Chalas B'Yom Tov. Avod Shmuel disagrees, he thinks the Chala is the same thing, that if you didn't do it on Erev Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Lema, meaning if you needed the dough ready on Erev Yom Tov, you have no heter to be Mafrish the Chala on Yom Tov. So Lema pliga de Shmuel adavua. It seems that Shmuel argues on his own father because the Amar Shmuel says even dough of Eretz Yisrael that's chayv and chalam in Torah is asur ba'achila. It's considered tevel until you're mafresh chala from it. But chalas chutz la'aretz ochel v'holeich v'acharkach mafresh. Chalas chutz la'aretz is not considered tevel since the chiyuv of afreshes chala chutz la'aretz is only midrabanan. So a person's allowed to continue to eat the bread and you'll be mafresh later on. So it turns out that according to Shmuel, hafrashas chalim chutz la'aretz is not really misaking the dough. It doesn't really make the dough mutter. The dough's mutter anyway. You're allowed to eat the dough before hafrasha. So what would be the reason to asra hafrashas chala at all in Yantav? The whole reason to asra hafrashas chala and hafrashas truma in Yantav is because it's nearer kimesakein. It looks like you're fixing something. So according to Shmuel, who allows isas chutz la'aretz, it allows you to eat dough of chutz la'aretz before hafrasha, there's no reason to asra hafrasha in Yantav. So it sounds that Shmuel's arguing on his father, because Shmuel's father, the Avuah de Shmuel, said that you're not allowed to be mafresh chala on Yantav. And he didn't distinguish between dough in Eretz Yisrael and dough in Chutz La'aretz. So I'm a Rava. Rava says, no, it's not a stira between Shmuel and his father. Milo Moda Shmuel, im Shem Kara Le Hashem, Shasru Lezarim, that Shmuel agrees to his father, because Shmuel rather agrees in Chalas Chutz La'aretz that even though you're able to eat from it before Hafrasha, but if you call a Shem Truma on it, then it becomes Asr for Zarim to eat. So even though you're not Machshir the bread to be eaten, because it would have been Mutter anyway, it's still part of the Isra of Hafrasha Shumas Maisos, because it is affecting an actual Hafrasha. It is actually making something Shumas and Maisos. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the new Mishnah on Daf Tes Amal Aleph.